You will hear part of an introductory talk about a library.
Good morning. My name is Mandy, and I am going to tell you a little about the John R. Jones Memorial Library here at Blackwater College. We regard the library as a gateway to the resources that you, as students at the college, may need. The majority of you are full-time students. You may find you spend a lot of time here. Even those of you who are part-time students will no doubt require the services too. I hope that by the end of this short talk you will know the services the library has to offer, including the website and how to get any further help you may need. Oh, sorry, I forgot there may be a few distance learners on the tour today. I'll explain about the online facilities and borrowing by post scheme a little later on. This is the main site of the library, but we also have the Rivergate Building and the Fieldhouse Library. The Rivergate Building houses the geography resources, that is the book collection and the journal collection, as well as the map collection. The hours and days of opening of the Rivergate collection are the same as this building, except that it is closed on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. The Fieldhouse Library contains a specialist collection of local history, and if you want to visit it, you will need to make an appointment. Those two facilities are the only exceptions to the rule that all the Blackwater College libraries are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. However, to gain access to the facilities, you must have your ID card. No ID card, no entry. We have heard all the stories and excuses, and we don't accept any of them. Just remember your ID card. Now, I must apologise for the mess you can see around you today. Libraries should be quiet places, but unfortunately this is not currently the case here. This new building has been here for only 2 months, and as a result, we have not quite finished moving in. So far, we have moved most of the book and journal collections from the old library into this new building. There are two exceptions. We are currently moving the economics collection here, which should be installed by tomorrow, and we will be moving the French literature collection into this building next week. But as you can see, we are still building the new restaurant. We will finish it, we hope, very shortly. We have finished the cafe, however, and students can use it during the library opening hours. We have recently installed 150 computer places, and we will be adding another 100 shortly, so that there will be plenty for everybody very soon. Very shortly, this library will be one of the finest in this part of the country. Don't forget that the library isn't just about academic books. In addition to the books and journals, there is a wide range of national newspapers available from the librarians on request. I'd like to mention the different ways you can get help in using our resources. Don't forget our website at www.mlbc.ac.uk. There are the full catalogues and journal access is available if you have your password and ID number. Now, any questions?